Welcome to another episode of the Tactical Leadership Podcast, where we focus on building better businesses. I believe in order to be the best leader that you can be, you must be willing to be the first follower and have a servant mentality when you're in a leadership position. If you want to be the best leader that you possibly can be sure to stay tuned and listen to industry leaders and hear how they built winning cultures in their own businesses. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of The Tactical Leader. Today is going to be a solo cast with just me talking about my takeaways from the amazing and inspiring Jordan Montgomery. It's one of those, man, as far as conversations go, like when I talk about goosebumps, and I told him that off screen, I'm like, I got goosebumps, bro. And I literally said it just like that. And it's incredible to think about the connections that this podcast has led me to and the things and the conversations. And somebody like Jordan, man, he crushed it. That was probably top episodes I've ever recorded, guests I've ever had, conversations I've had where he dropped some knowledge. Full transparency, I showed up 12 minutes late to our recording time. He was already on a limited schedule, so we only had a short amount of time that I wanted to optimize as much as we can. I feel like we hit so much content. I mentioned it a couple times in the episode, and it's one of those that like I did not show up. If y'all know me personally, y'all know I'm a hit time guy. I don't miss that because I have so much time value and respect attached to other people's time and my own time. And what's funny, in our conversations, he touches on that. He touches on, you know, having the mindset of my time, my time, my time. You have to respect my time. And I know I've fallen so hard in that trap of trying to draw a boundary of like, my time's precious. Don't waste it. That has caused me so much grief. Because it turns into, if I feel like my time's being wasted, I shut down. I'm done. I'm no longer available to dinner. I'm no longer available to coaching. I'm no longer available to being present. And that, I mean, literally there are a handful of instances I can look at where I'm like, geez, I let 5-10 minutes grind my gear so hard because somebody didn't, quote unquote, value my time. It's pretty powerful to think about that shift where instead of it being, hey, you didn't value my time, it's, hey, you are doing this. You're in this program. You are somebody. You're amazing. You're capable, and I believe in you. However, you're not showing up available. You're not showing up to the capacity that you can show up at. You're not tapping into your potential. What a great shift in conversation where all of a sudden it's not about my time that you're wasting. It's about your own potential that you're wasting. And if I can help outline that, man, that is crazy because now it's not personal. So many of the times I can look back at where I really got irritated about my time, quote unquote, being wasted. I look back and like, for valid reasons, every single time of why that person was late. And I showed zero grace. Zero grace because my time's valuable. And by having that attitude, it dictated that my time is more valuable than their time to me. My own time is more valuable to me than their time is valuable to me. Which kind of degrades like any type of communication at that point, right? It takes away from like, hey, you're not as worthy of me. You don't have as much worth as I do. And it literally can break all the way down into that where all of a sudden the whole time is shut down. Conversations shut down. And I've started talking more about avoidance and we kind of hit on that even more. And I think that's going to be one of those things that we hit on Tactical Fridays, like avoiding things, avoiding feelings, avoiding dealing with shit. And I know that's one thing I'm really big on, right? Is avoiding showing up available in ways that I should show up available, avoiding the work, inner work, the focus of on myself. I've avoided it for a long time because I didn't think I was available, didn't think I was worthy of. And lo and behold, you know, it's one of those that it's outlined failures in so many different ways. And I say failures, and some people might look at that and be like, man, that's not a failure, you're learning. Absolutely. Absolutely. First attempt in learning, that good old acronym for fail, I love so much. But it doesn't take away from the fact that I have failed myself in several capacities by avoiding things. I have failed those around me by avoiding things. That's honestly more hurtful. And I failed in business by avoiding things, by not dealing with X, Y, and Z. It is literally, I can draw a path to so many different things that, because I didn't deal with that then. I didn't sit with that emotion. I decided to avoid that. I can trace that all the way to, all right, here, this issue I had last month is directly related to me avoiding way back. And as I become more enlightened to these things through therapy, mentorship, coaching, people, surrounding myself with people, and this is something else he mentions, surrounding yourself with people that love you enough to be honest. They care about you enough to tell you the truth, good, bad, or indifferent. Those are the people that are challenging me today. Those are the people that are telling me I'm not doing the work. Those are the people that are telling me I'm not being vulnerable. My true vulnerability, or facade of vulnerability, talking about Afghanistan. People think that me talking about an operation in Afghanistan is vulnerable. I still get emotional about losing guys. I still get emotional about things that happen in Afghanistan. I still get emotional about how my guys have handled it. Some of my guys have handled it. The fallout, their fallout, right? I get emotional about that because I take that on me. So I talk about that. Oh, I've had, you know, 12 divorces. I've had 3 DUIs, not me, but among the group, the guys I was in charge of in Afghanistan, right? And I literally correlate every time something else happens, a run-in with the law or a breakup or a broken family, I always correlate it back to, like, this is my fault because I didn't do enough to prepare them for coming home. And instead of looking at that and saying, I'm avoiding my own feelings and focusing on others, that is an amazing discovery I've had recently, is that it was outlined, you know, we all get in our hole sometimes. We all get in this hole that is so hard to get out of, so hard to break free from, climb out of, right? And I was challenged about, how do you get out of the hole? You find a shovel, how do you get out? 20-foot high walls, how do you get out? And I came up with 18 different things, and I was getting frustrated because I was told, nope, what if that doesn't work? Nope, what if that doesn't work? I'm like, well, damn, I guess I'm in quicksand, and here we go, right? You're giving me an impossible situation. And it was posed, is that how you feel? Do you feel like you're in an impossible situation that you can't find a solution to, so you just keep trying and trying and trying, you eventually get burned out and you stop trying? I'm like, no, I don't feel like that. Straight up, I don't. I do not feel like that. I feel like I get out of my hole successfully. Every morning at 4 a.m., doesn't matter how bad the day was before, I set my day with intentionality to have a great day. And I've done that for years. And I wake up the next day, I don't care how bad the day was before, how much drinking there might have been, how much emotion there might have been, and I wake up the next day raring to go. What I found is that too often I get out of my hole, and there are plenty, right? Just because you get out of it doesn't mean you don't go back into it sometimes. But I get out of my hole just long enough to look around and see that we're all surrounded by holes. Yours, mine, families, friends, clients, relationships, there are holes everywhere. There's always somebody in the next hole over. When I talk about avoidance, my ultimate avoidance is focusing on other people's problems, focusing on, instead of my own relationship, focusing on, I don't deserve a relationship because these 12 got divorced, because I don't want to deal with the fact that I am not doing the things I should be doing to maintain a healthy relationship, right? And that's my avoidance. There's the next hole. It's not my hole that I'm in. It's somebody else's hole. I jump in with them. And I don't think that's a bad thing, right? That can be a very powerful thing when it's done appropriately. Where I think I mess that up far too often is that I'm there. I give a hand. I give a boost. I help in every way I can. A lot of times that works really well. A lot of times there have been amazing successes. Other times, the person I'm trying to help does not show up available or willing to accept the help. They're in a place where I can't help them, and it frustrates me. So instead of getting out of their hole and saying, hey, let me know when you're ready, instead of pulling back my hand and say, I understand you're not willing to reach up and grab my hand now, but when you are, I will extend it again. Instead of saying that, I just sit in the hole. I just dig that hole deeper. So now instead of one person in that hole, now there's two of us digging it deeper. There's my avoidance. That's how I ultimately avoid so many things that leads to, let me focus on you because I shouldn't be focusing on me. And then I'm not worthy of success. I'm not worthy of love. I'm not worthy of accomplishment. So I'm going to focus on you instead. And then I never. Crazy conversation with Jordan. Crazy things happening today, every day in life right now. Life is good, y'all. Life is great. Beginning in May of 2021. It is a great time to be alive. It is a great world we are living in right now. And I really want to encourage y'all, come back this Friday. Come back to hear the tactics, the action steps from Jordan. Powerful stuff. I'm telling you, come back for that. And I'll talk to y'all soon.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Tactical Leadership Podcast. And I hope you got a ton of value out of what we talked about today. I also want to remind you that this show is brought to you by Knight Protection Services. If you're a leader in a small to mid-sized business that does $5 to $10 million a year in revenue and want to improve retention costs, which could actually add up to being twice your employee's salary, all through creating a safer work environment and saving up to 25% in insurance costs, be sure to visit knightprotectionllc.com.